Ara Ara.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Ara Ara channel. I'm your host, Amy, and with me is my co-host, Vibs.
Hi!
Hello. And we are continuing the previous episode where we read Reddit stories related to anime. So for Vibs, she talked about anime stories that had to do with relationships. So do check it out if you haven't. This is the second part where I read to her stuff that I found. And yeah, so for mine, it's not really about relationships, not really that relationship focus. I just found them and I was just like, haha, lol. So I was like, all right, let me share this. So we're just gonna continue. So my first one, this is like actually deleted. I was like really trying to find it, and then the only place I could find it was on TikTok, like those Reddit stories.
Ah, the one
where it's like the AI voice. Right. So this is, I laughed at my sister for giving her baby an anime name, so she blasted me on TikTok and ruined my life. Okay.
Okay. That's such a problematic life.
So my sister has been obsessed with anime her entire life. As a kid, she would buy all the posters and toys and go to the conventions. I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought she would grow out of it. But now, she's an adult, and it's really starting to affect her life. When she got her first boyfriend, I was happy for them. They were a perfect match. They both loved anime and went to all the anime conventions and went on a vacation to Japan. The problem was, my sister got pregnant, only after 2 months of seeing him. Although our family was super displeased with us, she was super excited and had the baby. She had a boy and he was born 2 weeks ago. When I asked her what her baby was named, she said his name was Deku, the name of one of her favorite anime characters. I couldn't help but burst out laughing. I told her that her kid is going to end up getting bullied and she better change his name as quickly as she could. She got super offended and said that she knows how it feels to be named Deku because she dresses up like the character and fills his room with anime merch. I told her that has nothing to do with his name, but I just let it go. I can't help but think he will grow up to hate anime and resent his mother for giving him his stupid name and basically forcing the culture on him. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, I'm not the only one who had a problem with this whole intimate thing. My sister's husband didn't like it either. In fact, he was so fed up with it, he filed for a divorce. Now, they are going through this messy divorce because she won't let this anime thing go. I thought I would help my sister by making her see how dumb her anime obsession is and how it's ruining her life. I invited her over for dinner. We chatted for a while. Then I started telling her that maybe she should see her husband's side of things. My sister wasn't having any of it. She said, how dare I interfere with her life and marriage? She ended up taking my plate of dinner and throwing it on the ground, glass shattered everywhere. Soon after, she kicked me out and told me to never come back. The next day, I was scrolling on social media, TikTok to be exact, on my Facebook page. I see my sister. She made this huge rant about me and changed things around to try and make it seem like I was being offensive against Japanese culture because I didn't approve of her baby naming decision. The post included several pictures of me and all of my personal social media accounts. I had hundreds of messages from angry anime lovers. I tried to defend myself, but every time I tried to explain it, people would twist what I was saying to make it seem like I was being offensive. My own family won't even talk to me anymore. Am I the jerk?
I wanted to know what this girl did to spin the story around for people to hate her. Because in the first place, naming your son Deku is, I'm sorry, but this is stupid. Because like the name itself, I remember Deku means something like worthless or stupid.
Yeah,
or
so it means like that. Idiot. Right, it does. So what does Deku mean in Japanese? It means wooden figure or puppet, but also blockhead or fool. So, right? Technically, she's naming her kid idiot. Like, that's what she's naming her kid.
And remember we had this discussion long before when we were having the One Piece live action? Where, for example, in the Philippines, we have American first names and then Spanish last names. Like John Santos, you know?
Right.
These kinds of names. And then now you're putting Japanese in the mix. Like, Naruto Reyes. You know? Like, it's so weird because what I feel is that parents who chooses to name their kids after anime characters or video games, if it doesn't sound too weird, then it's fine. Like, it's still a bit okay. Like, there are still names that are okay for a human, like an actual person. But like, Deku, it's not. Like, You're not naming a pet. You're naming a human. You're naming a person. They will be carrying right. this name throughout their whole lives. Like, I remember there was this Kingdom Hearts group that they were bragging that they named their kids after Sora, Kairi, and Riku. And their last name is like a very American-sounding last name. Mm. Like, I don't know if it was Smith or whatever. Like, imagine.
Imagine, like, Smith. Sasuke Smith.
Sasuke Smith. I really don't know about this. Would you name your kid after something that you really like?
No. No. But there are people who do. Like for example, Arya, right? That because of Game of Thrones, like, that name sort of surged. I think it's like what you said, though. It depends on how weird it sounds. Yeah. Like, for example, Yvette, for example, it's a French name. I guess because it sounds normal anyway, like, it doesn't, like, it still matches with your name.
Yeah.
But like, if, you
with
know,
my Spanish
if,
last name.
With your Spanish last name. But, like, I don't know if it was, I don't know, like, even for me, something like Daenerys is kind of weird. Like,
it's, yeah, for an actual person's name, Daenerys, right? Or Khaleesi. Yeah.
But there are people who did that. There are, yeah. I mean, it surged. The whole, because of Game of Thrones, the name surged. So there's going to be a bunch of Aryas and in the future. And
Daenerys
probably Luffy's
running around.
And like
Jon
Luffy's
Snow.
And I guess Deku. But I guess it also depends on the meaning, right? Like, if you're going to name your kid like idiot, like, just dumb. There was a comment here. It says, Deku isn't even his real name. It's Izuku.
Exactly! It's his nickname. It's his hero name. That's what I'm saying. Like, for example, I remember there was a surge in naming kids after cars or, like, aircrafts or whatever. I remember I used to have a workmate. Her name is Lance, but it was after a car. And then there's another agent of mine before. Her name was Prix because it's after the Grand Prix.
Like the Grand
or something.
Prix, right?
Yeah, something like that. There was one more. I'm sorry if I'm naming, dropping their names. I had an agent. Her name is Petal. Because her mom is Petunia. Something like that. The Petal of Petunia, something whatever. Something like
right.
that. Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
It is weird.
No, I mean, okay. See, for example, the name Lance and Pri, it's still okay. And Petal.
Yeah.
Like, it still makes sense. Like, small, small things like Rose, you know, these things.
Yeah.
But like Deku or like Naruto, Sasuke. Luffy, is it still okay as a kid's name? Or because see, imagine, they won't be kids forever. They will grow up to be adults.
Yeah.
In actual life, you know?
Yeah. No, imagine I think Luffy's okay as a nickname, like a nickname at home. Like that's what you call
yeah,
your...
It's still okay if it's a nickname.
But like their actual name?
Yeah. But like, I feel like if you make it a nickname, it's fine. Like, for example, try to think of something more creative. Like, for example, I have a friend who's weird. He knows he's weird. He names his daughters after weapons.
Okay.
Like, for example, his daughter's name is Mace.
All right. Mace.
But the
like
actual
the,
Mace.
Yeah.
The Mace. His second daughter, the name is Catherine, but the nickname is Qatar. Something like that. The one that is used by assassins. So it's just a nickname. But the actual name is still good for human, you know,
right.
human being. Like, it's just a nickname, which is still fine. For me, that's good. That's a very creative way of doing it. So that at least your kid, even if, let's say, your kid eventually won't like the nickname that you gave him or her, it's
they
fine.
Have
they
a choice.
Can just, like,
yeah.
they have a choice to ditch the nickname. But, like, the name itself, imagine naming someone Monkey D. Luffy. Like, the actual Monkey D. Luffy, huh? Because I remember there was one guy in the Philippines who named his son Uzumaki Naruto. As first name.
No, that's just sad. I remember there was this one episode in the Philippines. So there was a show called Rated K. So for like our viewers, it's basically like random stuff, right? That gets covered there. And there was an episode where it was like people who had like weird names. And then there was like someone that was like named Pizza 88 or Spaghetti 98 or something like that. And then there was Voldemort. And it's like,
there's even COVID Bryant.
Yeah.
COVID Bryant? Imagine naming a kid after COVID Bryant.
No. Like, what goes through the parents' minds? Like, in general, right? There are people where you can tell, like, you know, these people shouldn't be parents. Because, like, you know, there needs to be, like,
fun,
some sort of test to see if you are okay to be parents. And, like, I guess, like, naming your kids is one of, it should be, like, part of the test. Because it's, like,
I'm not sure if this is something that we discussed as well in that One Piece episode, but there are certain countries, like I think Ireland, who has a law that you can only name your kids from a certain list. Like, okay, you cannot deviate too much, or you cannot, you know, do anime names or something. Mm. I don't know. I just feel like it's weird that you're naming your kid like it's a pet.
Yeah.
You know, because for pets, it's okay. Oh, okay. If you have a dog that's called Kairi, it's fine. It's cute. Mm. You know, because it's your dog. Or let's say a cat. Your cat is Naruto because you guys are naming your kids Cheeto.
Yeah.
Kids. Sorry, your cats. Yes, sorry. Cats, yeah. Your cat's Odin.
Yeah.
It's fine. Imagine naming your kid as Odin.
I think like in Scandinavian countries, Odin is a normal name, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. But like Odin Santos. Odin Teano. Huh? Huh? You got my point? Huh?
Yeah, Cheeto? No, that. Cheeto. Right? Oh, no.
Right? Because in Scandinavian countries, then it's fine because their last name will sound appropriate.
You know? Right.
It will sound, I don't know.
I guess it just depends. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's something that we just need to get used to, right? Like, how did it come to the point where, I don't know, like, for example, back then, using French words or French, like, for you, you have a French name. Like, for us, we accept it. But, like, maybe back in the days, like in the 1600s, maybe like an American was like, why would you name your kid with like a French name? That's so weird. Like, maybe we just have to get used to it.
Excuse me, Amy, you keep on mentioning my French name. How about you? You have an Arabic
name. My Arabic name, exactly.
Excuse me.
Exactly. Huh? Yeah.
You have Amira as your first name.
I have Amira. Huh? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe we just need to get used to it because someone somewhere, like, back in the day, it was probably like, oh, you know, it's pretty weird.
My nephew's name is Jaeger, Adam Jaeger.
Yeah. Right.
It's just my brother.
Adam Jaeger. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe we just need to get used to it. Because, like, maybe in the future, they're like, yeah, why did people find that weird? It makes so much sense. Deku Santos.
Deku Fernandez.
Right? Yeah, Uchiha Reyes.
Uchiha Reyes. Because, like, there are, like, for example, I know some Japanese names that is okay with Filipino surname. Like, I remember there was Yuki. I remember there was someone in our school, Miyuki something.
Yeah.
You know, like, these names, or I forgot, there's one more. I really feel like it's weird.
But it's like, who are we to say it's acceptable or not? It's like, oh, yeah, my kid's name is Edward. Why? Because I'm a fan of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Like,
or Twilight. You'll never know.
Or Twilight, right? So why is that acceptable? I guess for us it's weird, and I do not agree with it. But there's a part of me that's like, what if this was weird back in the day as well? Like, someone was like, this is unacceptable. And just enough people started to do it. And, like, there were enough Mary Antoinettes in the world for people to be like, okay, yeah, we accept.
And
you know?
imagine, there was a time that, like, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but in the year 1994, I think, or 1990-something, the reason why there's a lot of kids named John Paul or Paul John is because of the Pope when he visited
the Philippines. Right.
He visited the Philippines, so that's why there's a lot of Paul John, John Paul, PJ, JP, whatever, John John names in the Philippines. Yeah, and I remember you were saying something about the trend. I remember names back then that has like very old names, like Eduardo.
Yeah,
Like the ones with
Pedro.
The Pedro,
yeah.
Juanito, something like that. So maybe as the time goes by, you know, Pablo, the name changes, you know?
So yeah.
Maybe you're right. Like, Corazon. Corazon. Mi Corazon. Right? Very Spanish first names.
Yeah.
Clara.
I mean, it's my tiny, yeah,
my grandma is Maria Clara.
Yeah, maybe back in the 1600s, they're like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, she looks Chinese. Why is her name Sarah? You know, like... But we accepted it. Maybe it's just a matter of time. Like, in the future, it's not weird. Maybe. But right now, it's weird, and I do not agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah, for me too. Like, it's a bit... Because, like, imagine doing a roll call as a teacher. Naruto! Sasuke! Deku! Are you here, Deku? Compared to names before, like Neil, Alena, or let's say Elizabeth, or something like that. I don't know. Isabel. Those names.
Yeah, but they were names of royalty. Yeah, so I don't know. Let's see.
Your name is a royalty too, Amira.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. Okay. So that's a lot of chica just for one.
Just for the name, yeah. Just for the just one for story.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's really weird. Coming from me, whose nephew's name is Jaeger. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, imagine in Full Metal Alchemist, all of their names are like Mustang, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Like Armstrong. Like, it still sounds okay, you know? Yeah, that's what I said.
My name, my kid's name is Edward. Oh, what's your, why? Because I like Fullmetal Alchemist, brother.
Yeah. No, I mean, the last name, the yeah, Mustang and stuff. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, imagine naming your kid Volkswagen. Oh, my God. Benz.
Volkswagen. Benz. I feel like there's gotta be, like, a Filipino out there whose name is Benz, though.
Ben. Ben is a Filipino name.
Yeah, no, but, like...
No, it's not a Filipino name. It's an American name, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benz. Or what else? Which car? Nissan.
Nissan.
Toyota. Sorry. If there's a kid out there whose name is Toyota, please reach out to us.
Like, first name, like, your Toyota is not your family. Like, it is literally, like, your first name. And you're Filipino.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember. I used to remember that someone told me, like, a story that her classmate or whatever is last name is Panty. But the spelling is Panty with the I at the end. Imagine if it's your last name. I don't know how do you go about that. I remember there's also one in our school back in uni. You know this person because he's also in teatro. His last name is Similia.
What is Similia? Oh, wait, okay, I think I can infer. Okay. Okay, I get it.
Like, imagine you cannot change your surname unless you get married. If you're a girl, but if you're a guy, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I think there's a law in the Philippines that allows them to change their last name if it's like that.
Yeah.
If it's too vulgar.
But like Filipino last names also have a lot of like the ones with like D, like D Maano, you know? So for our non-Filipino listeners, like D, like D, like D I is like no. So it's like when, and like Filipinos use the term like ano to just, it means what, literally means what, but like when you can't describe something, you go like ano. So it's kind of like, I can't. It's literally like the last name is just like, I can't, or like I can't even.
I cannot.
I cannot. Di maano.
Di maano. Can't, unbothered, untouchable. You know? Kapuso, it's still okay.
Kapuso, it's like heart, like fellow heart.
Girl, di maunahan.
Di maunahan means like, non-understandable. Un-understandable.
No, like, di maunahan meaning like,
can't go for, can't go ahead. Can't go ahead. Like, can't go forward. Can't go first. Yeah, no, sorry.
Like that person is always first. You cannot go first. You know? First. Always first.
Oh, sorry, my Tagalog kind of dumb.
There's one, mahusay.
Mahusay. It's like good, right? Like very good.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah. I had a classmate. His last name was Makatanga.
Makatanga? Makatanga.
Makatanga. So like it's basically like in Tagalog, tanga means dumb.
It's dumb, yeah.
But like because of the way it's spelled, it's like tanga, but it's like, yeah. For our non-Filipino listeners.
I have one here. The full name is Froilan Panis. That's Panis!
Explain
it means
what
spoiled.
Panis is. Yeah, like when your food gets spoiled and it tastes bad or
wait. I saw one more name. Jose Santos Lubrica.
That's so like, and Santos is like saint. Saint Santos. Lubrica.
Lubrica. Yeah. Oh, no. I don't want to read the rest because they're a bit you know, NSFW. Vulgar. Yeah. And let's keep it, you know, safe for work.
Yeah, safe for work. Yeah, what if
even though I said semilia. Sorry. Sorry. Anyway, okay. Okay, next story. That's just my your first story, by the way.
Yeah, that's just my first story. Like, second story, here we come. So it's another Am I the Asshole? So, am I the asshole for talking about anime to my girlfriend's parents because she talked about her interests to mine? I, 22 male, and my girlfriend, Min, not her real name, 22 female, have been dating for 2 years. We decided that we should introduce each other to our family soon. Her family lives far away from uni than mine, so we visited mine first. My family is extremely white. Like, in quotes, I call my mom by her first name to be sarcastic white. I asked Min not to talk about her love for K-pop in front of my parents. They always implied that I would have a white girlfriend, so I didn't want to give them more ammunition. Min agreed, but in the middle of my dinner, my mom asked her who was on her phone case. She had a photo card of a BTS member. Min just brushed it off and said it was an artist she liked. My mom asked if it was a BTS member, and she and Min got into a rather excited conversation about K-pop. I never knew my mom listened to K-pop. They've been sending each other K-pop memes for the last few weeks, and it's actually really endearing. Last week, Min and I visited her family. She asked me not to talk about anime, since her father was heavily against the two that are my favorite due to the history surrounding them, Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer. She told me this before. I agreed, but when her father asked me what I liked to do, I panicked and said I liked anime. He asked me if I was aware that the titles I mentioned were controversial and offensive to his history. I said yes, but I really just overall liked the stories. This led to him making a comment on how my favorite anime was imperialist trash, and I started to argue. Min told me to shut the fuck up and said we need to leave. I never saw her as angry as she was on that car ride. She asked me how I could lie to her like that, and I told her she did the same with my mom, and her dad was overreacting over events that happened decades ago. She got even more angry and berated me for being socially unaware, which I admit I kind of am. And I argued that she did the same thing to my family after I told her not to talk about K-pop. She was furious at this point and told me to pull over and got out of the car and screamed in frustration. I told her to stop being so controlling like Kelly and get the f*** into the car. She was so silent for the rest of the car ride and has refused to see me since. Every time I try to go to her apartment, her roommate glares at me and says that she's busy. She always leaves her Wednesdays free, so I know that's a lie. She's honestly the best thing that has ever happened in my life. She's outgoing, creative, beautiful, and overall hilarious. She's literally the life of the party, and people seem to be naturally attracted to her. I don't know why such a popular girl like her is dating a CS nerd like me, but hey, I'm not questioning it. It's been weeks and I miss her. Some of our friends are telling me that I need to apologize for calling her controlling and that I'm the asshole. But she broke her promise with me too, and I got mad that she was being hypocritical. I admit that I shouldn't have yelled at her, but she yelled at me first. So, am I the asshole?
I feel like in this situation, you cannot fight fire with fire.
Yes.
I don't understand why he is upset about the K-pop thing. Because, like, I would understand something for Attack on Titan. It may have themes that are a bit touchy subject for other people. But for BTS, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's a bit harmless.
Yeah.
Although their songs lately are a bit weird. Because, like, they're now singing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Like, but the meaning of the song is... But I don't know. Like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, no, for me... He is the asshole because, like, she kept her side of the promise. She didn't talk about K-pop. His mom was the one that talked about it.
Yeah.
She even said, oh, it's just an artist. And then his mom was like, oh, like, is it BTS? Because I listen to BTS. And that's when she's like, oh, okay, yeah, it is BTS.
Like, yeah. And she talked about it. She felt that, yeah, that the mom is comfortable talking about it or something.
Exactly. And I guess on his side, okay, he panicked and he couldn't think. And he was just like, ah, anime. But then he could have saved it by, like, not saying the titles. Right? Like,
yeah, you could have said a different one.
Yeah, there's right? So many anime.
Like, hello. Have you only watched those two titles? Nothing else? Like, I mean, you cannot just make up a lie.
And this is your interest? Exactly. Yeah.
Can't you just make up a lie that your favorite anime is, I don't know, Naruto instead of Attack on Titan? Or maybe Fairy Tail.
One Punch Man.
One Punch Man, you know? Like, do you have to have that pride of, no, I'm a cultured person. My favorite anime is Attack on Titan. You know, because it has this, you know, plot twists and stuff. Like, you don't have and to impress the dad like that, you know.
And then, you know how, like, the ending was like, oh, she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I don't know why she's dating a CS nerd like me. There's a comment here that says, good news, she's not dating a nerd like you anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, this guy is just dumb. Like,
yeah, no, and she told him in advance to not talk about it. So he had time to think. But he's like, I panicked. Yeah. Like, bro, he had time to think, though.
And, like, the themes discussed in Attack on Titan can be really sensitive. Because it's about war and, like, you know, as he said, imperialist, whatever. The political side of Attack on Titan is very prevalent. So that I would understand why. But, like, for BTS, like, I mean, I don't know. Like...
So, yeah, I think he's the asshole here. Like, there's
definitely
no,
the asshole. 100%. Yeah. No debate about that. Yeah. Did he try to defend himself in the comments or what?
No, he didn't try to defend himself in the comments as well. Like, and most of the comments are just asking who's Kelly. Because, like, yeah, I was reading that. I'm like, randomly. Who is Kelly? I don't know. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. So last story for me is TIFU. It's not an Am I the Asshole? But I found it really funny. Today, I f***ed up by introducing myself as a registered sex offender at my anime club's first meeting. This happened several months ago.
Okay.
So I, 23 male, should start this post by saying that I'm not a troll. The story may seem unbelievable, but I have crippling autism that makes me think in ways that would shock normies. I'm so neurodivergent that other people with autism laugh at me. I was diagnosed with PDD NOS at the age of 6, which basically means that I'm so neurodivergent that doctors didn't know what exactly to diagnose me with. Mm. I graduated from university in the UK some months ago, but I was robbed of my university experience by COVID and I didn't get to socialize and join as many clubs as I wanted. So I decided to just join the university clubs as an alumni after graduating, even though it's 3 hours by train from home. I went with my friend who was asked to come and join. Unfortunately, I got into anime during COVID, so the thought of joining the anime club in my uni never occurred to me. But I decided to join the anime club a few months after graduating. We started off the meeting by doing introductions, and there were a few people dozen there. Everyone was being polite and nice to me at first before the introduction, and then the introduction started. I introduced myself as the RSO, and that I'm banned from schools because my taste in anime is too cool. The RSO stands for the Real Shonen Overlord. I figured people would understand what I was talking about. People started being rude to me after that. I approached a few members and asked them what their favorite anime is. One said she didn't have a favorite anime and that she's going to listen to some music and put headphones in. I then tapped her on the shoulder to get her attention and asked what her top 5 anime are while she was listening, but she ignored me. Soon after, I asked the president if I could join the club. She went to talk to my friend about me and whispered some stuff in his ear, but he wouldn't tell me what she said because it was really mean. And then I asked the president again if I could join. She told me to go downstairs and that I'd find the person in charge there. I did, and nobody was there. Then the door was locked. I waited 20 minutes for my friend and knocked on the door, but they ignored it. I then went back home. Right, so I was telling my other friends this story, and I told them that I was upset for always being singled out and bullied by normies. I eventually told them the full story, and then they exploded in laughter and told me that it was all my fault because I strongly implied that I'm a sex offender because RSO stands for Registered Sex Offender, who is banned from the school when I introduced myself. Everything clicked in my head, and now I realized I fucked up big time, and I can't even go back to the club or even apologize to them and say it's a misunderstanding because I'm banned. Real Shonen Overlord.
I don't know. Just like, I don't know if I should believe that he's just autistic, neurodivergent, and no one can really understand what goes on in his head. Mm-hmm. Something that I don't like about the story is that anime is his whole personality. Like, RSO, Real Shonen Overlord, really? Who calls themselves that? Apparently he does.
Is it a real thing to exist? I don't know. I've never heard of it. And he's banned from schools.
Just because of the term RSO. Just because. Like, I mean...
I think it's very unfortunate.
I like the way you said very unfortunate, but like, I think it's very unfortunate. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think like, maybe because he is neurodivergent, right? Like, he could have easily saved the situation, I think. Like, he could have, you know, said, like, oh, I thought RSO was real Shonen Overlord, haha. And then, like,
no, but that's the thing is, he only found out afterwards, right?
Like, yeah, that's the thing. The whole
thing is done and dusted.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that came into play. And the thing is, like, he was being, annoying for, I guess, like, neurotypicals, right? Like, someone was wearing their headphones, and she was like, what's your favorite anime? What's your favorite anime? In that situation, if you don't know he's autistic and what he meant, it's kind of creepy. It's like, bro, you just said you're a sex offender.
And sometimes, even the way you look, they will judge you based off of that, if you're being creepy. Because, like, if you're... I'm sorry to say this, but if you're not that good looking, they will think you're just annoying and a creep and a, you know, people will definitely judge you for that.
Yeah.
Like,
even... I don't know what he looks like, but and yeah.
Even I was telling you the story about the one who talked to me in the lift yesterday.
Exactly. Like,
he was acting a bit creepy, but like, see, there's a proper way of talking to people, not being creepy. Yeah. You know,
approaching
people in a nice way.
Yeah, it's a social thing, I guess, because he is like neurodivergent.
Yeah, that's the part that I didn't want to touch on, because, like, you know, he said in the beginning he's autistic and he's neurodivergent, which not everyone can see or not everyone will understand immediately. So maybe he should have started his speech with that, you know, like, hey guys, I'm autistic and neurodivergent. Because the thing is, he tried so hard to be cool or to be liked by the club. You know, especially knowing that he's an alumni at that point. These are younger people.
Right.
He's gonna be in the club and they will all think that, oh, he's looking for a lolly.
In his sentence as well, like, I'm banned from school because the anime I like is too cool. Like, already it's like people think you're a sex offender and then you say you're banned from the schools. Like
they can put two and two together. Oh my god. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, the phrasing of words here is very important, and I feel like that's one of the things that is usually the problem with anime fans. They are not socially adept, I guess.
Yeah,
because most of the time it's the introverts like me, you know, that is exposed to a lot of anime and stuff. So, and that's why we also see a lot of weebs who are acting like anime in real life. So yeah, the one that you always say about the guy who's beating the wall like this.
Yep.
Or like doing Naruto runs, doing Kamehameha, or doing meow, 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 cutie. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, meow, meow, I'm a cat, whatever. You're not, I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't know. Like, there should be a level of appropriateness to things.
Yeah.
Age, make it age appropriate. Okay? That's it. And, you know.
And don't use abbreviations when you introduce. Yeah, just avoid abbreviations.
Or you can use the abbreviations, but say the meaning first. Real Shonen Overload, aka RSO. You know, like, you could have said that first.
Yeah, because no one uses that abbreviation. And, like, and I think, like, abbreviating things can get you into a lot of trouble. It's like those memes from a long time ago, right? Like, LOL, and then they, like, oh, your father died, LOL. And it's, like, because they thought it's lots of love. You know, like, abbreviations can get you into trouble. Yeah. Just use the full thing. It's an introduction anyway.
SMH? So much, you know? Is it so much hate? So much what?
Shake my head,
right? So, I don't know, like, a lot of things can get lost in translation, especially with abbreviation. Right. Like, just in text alone, right? Like, chatting alone.
So, and abbreviations can mean different things everywhere. Like, for example, MILF is different in the Philippines.
Huh? How is it different in the Philippines?
MILF.
Ah, MILF. I'm sorry, Norvin, you have to bleep that, but yeah. Yeah, MILF. I forgot what it actually meant in the Philippines, but yeah, let's Google.
Philippines. Moro Islamic Liberation Front.
Oh yeah, so see, it means something different in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's not what you think, huh? You did gender
Yeah. And for those that are watching and they're like, what is the Moro Islamic Liberation Front? According to Google, it basically, like, these particular islands in the Philippines,
These
people are fighting for this particular part of the Philippines to be independent using the military and all of that.
So it's very political.
Right. And another thing that's different as well in the Philippines and in America, for example, is KKK. Those are two different things.
What does it mean in... No, I don't know.
Oh, really? So, okay. You say, I know, like, in the Philippines. Okay, you explain the one in the Philippines.
So in the Philippines, KKK is like the... What do you call this? It's also very political in nature. And the actual meaning, it's the katipunan, right? It's kataas-taas sa kagalang-galangan na katipunan. I mean, yeah. Just translate it in English. But it's a revolutionary group in the Philippines, in short.
So it's like a good thing in the Philippines.
Yeah.
In America, it's the KKK is the Ku Klux Klan. So that is actually a very old and like infamous American hate group. So they're very like racist and it's a very like white supremacist sort of, and they've done a lot towards people far of right, color in the past.
Far right terrorism.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So got it. So you know, just like avoid abbreviations because they mean different things in different places.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Just say the actual meaning of the word. So yeah.
So yeah, that's it from my end. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's something new. Like for us, we enjoyed it. Like just scrolling through Reddit and like sharing the stories. But let us know what you guys think.
Especially the names.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. And Toyota, please, like the Filipino messages, Toyota, not like like please, like reach out to us. Like we want to know if you're real. Or Benz
or I Nissan out
there. Or. So yeah, guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on our socials at the Ara Ara channel. Follow us on... Oh, and join our Discord server as well. You can follow me at just anything. And for Vivs, you have anything to plug as well?
Yeah, so just follow me at Vivs Black Mage, and also do follow me on Twitch at Vivs Black Mage. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.
Bye.